This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bill steals $600 billion from working families and gives it to the rich. It's Robin Hood in reverse, one of the largest transfers of wealth from working families to the rich in history.
This investigation is still going through. I think that's what we just have to wait and see. Let it run its course and find out everything we can possibly know about it to make sure that things that need to be fixed get fixed. His involvement and his engagement, his listening and his negotiating skills are bringing people together so that we can pass a bill. So we have a bill that we can pass, get consensus on, and make good on our promises.
Sean Spicer, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, and Nancy Pelosi, that's the 360 view from Washington, D.C. on this new health care bill that's being proposed. And you heard Spicer at the end say there that he's been negotiating. He knows how to negotiate the president. And we'll see what happens with this, because you have a lot of Republicans who are bailing on, I shouldn't say a lot, a handful of Republicans who are bailing on the plan, feeling that it just does not really tweak enough to help the people who are poorer and the people who are older. Paul Ryan says Trump helped write the Republican health care bill. He helped with the AHCA. So now you got a lot of robocalls that are targeting conservatives and others on this. And I don't know, the bottom line is, does it have enough steam to get passed? Will there be enough people that will have the votes that will throw it the way of the fix for Obamacare or not? One of the bailers is Senator Susan Collins. She says, I'm not going to vote for it the way that it is at this point. They need to fix a few things. Let's get something really, really right and not just completely push it through. I was watching something today where the former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay talked about the Republican lawmakers, that they would keep a fixed form of Affordable Care Act despite this promise to repeal it. And he says he thinks it's wrong. He's disgusted by it. So he's saying the opposite, because they promised the American people they would repeal Obamacare. And if you pass a law that fixes it for the Democrats and it keeps the welfare going, keeps the government involved in health insurance, it's not a fix. That's what the Republicans, Tom DeLay says, are saying when they're passing it in the House. And when they tell you that it's repealing Obamacare, it isn't. It's fixing the system. And it's what's already there in place. It's not what the people demanded. So I pose that question to you. Is that what you demanded? I mean, here's the thing. It is complex. It is ridiculous. The first problem is what was pushed through wasn't tweaked the way that it was supposed to be tweaked and what we were sold on that bill. Even if you weren't on board, or you were on board, it doesn't matter. It was never fixed when we started to see that a lot of the parts of the Affordable Care Act weren't working. A lot of pieces of it weren't working, and people were paying fines and were paying outrageous premiums, and the whole thing just was flopping. It was falling apart. And they had to keep extending dates because there was confusion in the beginning anyway. And year after year, there seemed to be confusing. I mean, listen, there's got to be an easier way to do this. Yes, we're talking about a lot of people. Yes, we're talking about the insurance companies mixed in with doctors and healthcare systems that are fraught with all kinds of problems. When you're sick, what do you want? You want to get treated. When you feel like you're dying and you don't know what's wrong and you go to an emergency room, what do you want? You want to see a credible doctor. You want relief from the pain. You want relief from the pain, and it doesn't matter. You, whatever is in your wallet, in your hand, in your whatever, you want that relief. And that's the scary part, because now you're not getting the relief, right? In many, many cases. That's what's happening. Luckily, some doctors that really care about their patients and can afford to do it are figuring ways around the current system, but that has to stop. This is not working, folks. This has to stop, and there has to be a better way to do it. Fix the majority of it. Stop with the insurance companies that are fraught with problems, and erase the state lines and create a more competitive environment. Because, yes, it's healthcare, it's different than auto insurance, but with competition, there also comes often a better quality product. So I would take my chances in that arena versus what we're talking about, you know, what we're talking about now. Bottom line is, I would love the focus to really shift there. I really, really would. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, you have the first crack.
Yeah. Okay. I really like Helen Ratner as a rule. But
yeah.
I'm going to call her out on NPR. She really stepped in it.
You don't agree with her?
Pardon?
You don't agree with what she said about they're going to just slash and trash PBS?
I hope they do. Because I'll tell you why. Whenever I see the name Soros or Nathaniel Rothschild involved in anything, I want it trashed. And both of them are big contributors to NPR, as is the Ford Foundation and many, many other groups, including State Farm, etc. But those two names, and they are big donors, along with the Ford Foundation. Oh, no. NPR is no longer what it used to be. It was started by Johnson, actually, not NPR, but CPB.
Yeah.
And then they came out with the NPR, and it has just changed radically. It is very anti-American government. It is a radical, progressive station. That's all there is to it. And no, it's not all about education anymore. In fact, there's very little said about anything to do with education. It just rattles on about really how bad certain Republican politicians are. And no, it's not run by a Republican. It's run by a Democrat. And his name is, I think it's pronounced Harold Moen.
Yeah.
He's now the CEO, and he is definitely not a Republican.
Now, well, I agree with that. He's not a Republican. I mean, you've got the PBS president, Paula Kerger, who put out a statement and said, traditionally it's hard for Republicans to support cutting funding from NPR or PBS because in their districts they report on the activities and campaigns and blah, blah, blah. But wait. Yeah.
They also get money from the National Endowment for the Arts, which we also fund, so it's double dipping.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, why do the taxpayers pay for this? Do they pay for your station?
No, they don't pay for my station.
Okay.
They don't.
Point made then. Why should we pay for NPR? We don't get balanced news out of them. I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know,
I have to tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
Your husband has a really nice voice, and the gentleman that you had on the next night, I really enjoyed
David Jackson.
Is that his name? Thank you.
Yeah. He was good. Thank you. I'll tell Paulie you said that, Izzy. Thanks. Coming back on the flip side, we're taking you to the movies.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Just baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are the
night. All right, in just a second, we're going to go to the movies. So we'll see what happens with all these cuts to kind of clean this whole thing up. Some of them I think are right on the money. Some of them I don't frankly agree with. But again, I've been the one that on this show have said for years, people I know that work in the government have told me this, that if they did an audit of certain departments, they'd be shocked how much overlap there is and duplication of jobs. And there could be, it would be like hundreds and thousands of coins falling from the cushions. It's ridiculous. And it's about time that some things were absolutely cut and looked at, especially when there's duplications. The cost of public broadcasting is $1.35 per person. That's what it is. And so what Ellen was talking about, I like that, as he said, sometimes I like, you know, Ellen Ratner, who's very liberal, but she doesn't agree with her on that. It does, they do claim that they increase school readiness for kids from, you know, 2 to 8, because they have teachers, they have support for teachers and homeschoolers with some of what they offer. But there is no question you could certainly look to some of the programming, and it is absolutely slanted when you look at NPR. I don't think all of that programming, by the way, is slanted. There's some of it that I actually like. And I do, for my money, there's a show that I think is really good. It's called Frontline. And Frontline, they to me, they seem to be, and I can't say I've seen every single frontline investigation, but I've seen some incredible investigative reporting and some really, just really amazing historical pieces that have been put together there. But the bottom line is how much is being spent. There's been a long time tug of war over that. It's not a surprise. It's been a sticking point for a while. There have been conversations, even when a Democrat's been in the White House, about, where can we cut? Could we cut some here? And there's always been that fight. On that note, let's pivot and take you to the movies. Don't know if any of you are going to this one. How many times do they redo Beauty and the Beast? Beauty and the Beast was out when I was a kid. I remember my mother taking me to see Beauty and the Beast. So here's another version of that film.
My dear Belle, you're so ahead of your time. This is a small village.
You are the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Nobody deserves it.
And it's small-minded as well. But small also means safe.
Girl.
Who said that?
Hello.
You can talk.
Well, of course. It's all he ever does.
How lovely to make your acquaintance.
Want to see me do a trick?
What happens when the last petal falls?
The Mastel remains a beast forever.
And we become antiques. What did you do to it?
Nothing.
Get out of here. Go!
If she is the one who'll break the spell, you must finally learn to love.
Have you really read every one of these books?
Some of them are in Greek.
True as it can be.
Beauty and the Beast. Does it need any explanation? I don't think so. I think we all know the tale of Beauty and the Beast. Emma Watson is in this one. Dan Stevens is the Beast on the other side of this. There has been some controversy over this. Disney refusing to cut one of the scenes from Beauty and the Beast. So some people are saying there was a theater that boycotted it, but it's found its audience, and kids have gone to see it, and I guess some adults have gone to see it, although it didn't get great ratings. It got 67%, which is an aggregate thing, Rotten Tomatoes, so they didn't really give it great ratings in a lot of places, kind of in between. Others say it was great, a touching, watchable, slightly awkward experience that justifies its existence, yet never convinces you it's a movie the world was waiting for, was one thing I read. Here was another one I read. Beauty and the Beast does right by its predecessors, delivering a musical experience that both dazzles the eyes and plucks the heartstrings. And then I read another one. At every turn, the film seems to ask itself what the original film did was enough and answers with a definite no. So, judge for yourself. It is the tale as old as time, like they just mentioned, of course, in the lyrics. So we move on from Beauty and the Beast to a movie completely different, rated R, 1 hour, 28 minutes, thriller action movie. It's called The Belko Experiment.
Belko is a non-profit organization that facilitates American companies in South America.
All employees, lend me your full attention.
Hey, it's Jesus.
Your chance of survival increases by following my orders. Your task is simply this. Kill three of your co-workers, or we will kill six others.
Hey, all the lines are dead.
We need to evacuate the floor.
Mikey, come on, it's a joke, man.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Whoever's doing this, they're having a little fun at our expense.
Stage one, commence.
His head exploded from the inside.
What?
When we start working here, the tracers in the back of our heads.
You must not remove the tag from your body. Follow our directives, or we will detonate the explosive. Begin.
Hey, melted it all.
Do you know what kind of metal this is?
I don't really know.
We need to discuss all our options.
We do not have the right to take innocent human lives.
What are you doing?
My wife and kids need me.
Stage two, commence.
We don't need no more.
All right, so there is obviously a nasty slant in this. It's an ordinary day at the office. It becomes horrific. And you have to make some serious, crazy choices. Doesn't look like it's going to be much of a watchable movie. Bluebeard is the next one. It is a French folktale. See if you can understand any of this.
Translation.
어제 경기도 화성신도시 한 아파트 상가실 측 예정부지에서 끔찍한 토막살인 사건의 시신이 발견됐습니다.
한글로세, 아, 저녁은 됐어요?
아, 저, 아, 사촌!
아유, 그거 돼지고기예요!
간혹 수냄내 시경 중에 환자들이 그런 말을 할 때가 있거든요.
I think you get the idea. French, if you can understand it. It's a fairy tale, modernized, and Bluebeard asks to be bestowed a wife, and it turns into kind of a wild, wild couple of days. Let's put it that way. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, John. One more time.
My favorite thing, talking about numbers, we can count. So let's dive right into those numbers right here at the top. I got a lot of email about, would you tell us the most livable cities? I heard you briefly mention it, and I didn't go through all the cities, so I will quickly do that. Here's what happened. There was a new Wallet Hub report that talked about the happiest places to live, and California actually holds 13 of the top 20 cities. I was kind of surprised. And they include, you know, a San Francisco suburb with a very low crime rate, and the divorce rate is low, and et cetera. Researchers used data from 150 of the nation's largest cities. Evaluations looked at 30 metrics within three main categories, so you understand, because how do you decide what are the happiest places? Emotional, physical well-being, income and employment, community and environment. How about that? So here is the tops. Fremont, California, number one. Number two, San Jose, California. Irvine, California. San Francisco, California. Five, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Six, Huntington Beach, California. Seven, San Diego, California. I have a lot of friends that live there. Very expensive, though. Oakland, California, 8. 9, Santa Rosa, California. and 10, Washington, D.C. Now, I got to tell you, in all honesty, and maybe that's part of it, they don't say that, right? They're saying emotional, physical. They do say income and employment. You've got top jobs there because you also have to pay top dollar to live there. It's not cheap to live in any of those places. Probably South Dakota is the would be the more affordable option. Let's put it that way. Let's move to another number from happiness to perhaps sadness for some people that might lose their jobs. President Trump's new proposed budget takes a look at the domestic programs with a bunch of different agencies. And so what would be sliced? We're talking about big cuts. And the big cuts, like, for example, not every program would disappear overnight. They're saying the Corporation for Public Broadcasting gets $485 million a year. It might still get federal funding, but they're going to unwind the relationship a little bit, they say. 50%, more than 50 in the Environmental Protection Agency, they're going to look to get rid of money there. Water and wastewater loan and grant program, $498 million. They're talking about that as an area. They're talking about the Department of Commerce, Minority Business Development, $32 million. They say that, there's explanations for it. They're saying that in this case, the White House is saying that the Minority Business Incubator Program is a duplicate of other programs in the Small Business Administration. The Economic Development Administration, $221 million. They're talking about, in Obama's budget, he touted it as the only federal government agency with missions and programs focused on economic development. The Trump budget says it has limited measurable impacts and duplicates other federal programs. So they did an audit, and they're saying there's duplication here. There's another program like it, in other words. Let's see what else was cut. It would take the whole show to do this. I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to go to this one. Department of Justice, State Criminal Alien Assistance Programs, $210 million. Four states get the bulk of that money. It reimburses states for the cost of incarcerating criminal immigrants. So we know they're trying to just boot out those kinds of people. The Department of Transportation, the Essential Air Service, $175 million. Provides federal money for commercial air service at rural airports. EAS flights are not full and have high subsidy costs per passenger. So the budget's saying those airports are close to major airports and that rural communities could be served by other modes of transportation. So there are some people that are up in arms over what's being proposed, and there are others that are saying, you know, bravo, that needed to happen. I think if you have duplicate programs, that's a no-brainer. And I've said that before. What if you did a major audit of all of the government entities? You would find some things that perhaps would be rather surprising if you want to put it that way. It would be surprising. Okay, how about this? Let's move on to this story. Rory McIlroy was talked about Mirfield and their past position was ridiculous. So what happened was Rory McIlroy, who won the 2014 British Open at Royal Liverpool, didn't mince his words when he was asked about the membership vote this week to finally allow female members. He said, I mean, in this day and age where you've got women that are the leaders of certain industries and women that are the heads of state and not to be able to join a golf course, I mean, it's obscene. It's like ridiculous. He's at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And a lot of different people are weighing in on that because it's been like 278 years. So finally letting women members in. But he says, you know, he says it's horrendous. And, yeah, we'll go back and play the Open because they'll let women in. But every time I go to Mirfield, he's saying, I won't have a great taste in my mouth. He's saying it makes him furious that it took 278 years for that to happen. And, you know, finally it did, and they want to host an open, and they couldn't host the open unless they allowed women in, because that was pretty much what was happening there. Don't allow them in, and it's not gonna happen is pretty much the way it went. All right, so let's move on to another one. There's so many numbers. You know, I love the whole numbers thing. And I'm going to bounce back to this, the budget, because I mentioned the budget. The budget does include, I've been asked this a few times, the budget does include $4 billion for a border wall. Yes, it's true. $4 billion. So the president proposes deep cuts for foreign aid and environmental protection and increase in military spending. We talked about that the other day with the former Marine David Jackson. The budget plan for fiscal 2018 calls for a cut of 28% for the State Department, who was briefed on the Trump plans. He's proposing a 10% increase in defense spending, equivalent to $54 billion, and 6% increase in funding for Homeland Security. But to fund that, he is seeking deep reductions in programs like public broadcasting, which I mentioned, and other things, heating subsidies, other programs where you could take money from those programs to fund what's happening with his budget. So, the budget has to get passed, and we'll see. Some of it I like. Anything with duplication, I already said this, and I'll just echo that same thing again. I mean, if it's something we're already doing, shame on us for not knocking that out before, because frankly, that is just a complete, waste of time to go, essentially, to go backwards. I mean, to just blow money where you've got that program in place and you're doing the same thing in some other part of the government. And I felt that that's been the problem for a very, very long time. Let's move to technology. Tesla putting $1 billion in its tank as a Model 3 is apparently very, very close. So they're raising that money. They're working hard at pushing this forward. The Model 3 is an entry-level sedan that has the electric automaker's mass market hopes. The stock offering announced Wednesday includes $250 million of common stock, $750 million in convertible senior notes due in 2020. I mean, it's a beautiful-looking car, I will say that. It's about all kinds of things, affordability, running, if we're talking about the masses. And the Model 3, they say, will appear to consumers not able to afford the six-figure Model S and X sedans so that they can be out there in a broader sense. And that was always Elon Musk's idea, that there would be different types of cars. And, I mean, of course, and that there would be affordability, because every single time that came up, every single time that you were hearing about electric cars, it always was, what about the cost, and how can we have those cars if we don't have places to get the electricity, and where are we getting the electricity, blah, 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 blah. And the answer to that is pretty obvious. Elon Musk said, I'm going to develop an affordable alternative. And that was always the plan, and so now he's closer, and so much closer. You'll be happy to know that almost 9,000 flights were canceled on Tuesday and parts of Wednesday, and even parts of Monday. Flights were canceled because of the snow, and flight schedules have improved. The airlines trying to do that quick turnaround thing to decrease the pain of everybody stuck, because Tuesday so many were canceled. And now the bulk of the airports in the Northeast, finally, they were ungrounded and people were starting to get out after that powerful, powerful storm. All right, another edition of We Can Count in the Books.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers.
We swing right back into a different edition of, yes, the mailbag, because so many of you have overwhelmed us and consistently do by sending us your thoughts at americatonight.net. So let's dive in on that note. How about this? The first one is from Kyle, and Kyle says, hello, Kate. I just want to tell you that I'm really enjoying America Tonight. I'm listening to you in the great state of Portland, and you talk about KPAM, and your show is really great. I'm so glad they put you on the air, and thank the people that you work with. It sounds like everybody really does just a terrific job. I was wondering what you thought, and this is a kind of a weird story, but I know you do odd stories at sometimes. Did you see the story about the cobra? I'm a fan of snakes. About the cobra that was loose in Florida? I did see that. Somebody posted it on something I was looking at, and oh, it's creepy. I guess the snake's owner has been licensed to have the cobra since May of last year, and he also has some other kind of gaboon viper and an African bush viper. So this is a snake dude. Now, if someone were to be bitten by the escaped cobra, they'd need to get to the hospital as fast as they could and be treated with the anti-venom. Thankfully, they say the cobra is probably going to find a spot away from people and stay there. The likelihood that anyone's going to get bitten by the snake is very low. According to statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 5 people a year die from snake bites in the United States. I don't know. A highly toxic, venomous snake on the loose. A cobra would not make me feel terrific, I can say that. And how do you know you won't get bitten? Kids play in the swamps and, you know, whatever. But, oh, I saw a picture of it, and it's a 2-foot-long cobra. Cobra escaped. I mean, look, the snake's owner has the license. And venomous reptiles are supposed to be kept to be escape-proof. And they're looking to see if there was any violations. But I don't think it was just a smart cobra. The cobra outsmarted the man and got loose. But it is creepy. Can you imagine somebody getting bitten? We can say what we want, but somebody getting bitten by that snake? Really? I would say that's not good. Let's move on. This one is from Adam. And Adam says, Kate, the feds raise the interest rate. Janet Yellen, you knew, was going to come calling eventually, and it looks like more could come. Well, they raised the interest rate by 0.25% percentage point on Wednesday, just the third time the Fed has increased rates since the financial crisis. That raises the Fed's target for short-term interest rates to a range of 0.75. This was kind of expected. Anytime there's a hike, there's always a lot of questions about that hike. And the Federal Reserve, to me, it's like a little mafia onto its own. I know some people will listen to that and will say, what, are you kidding me? We have to have it. And I understand completely. But when we say things like we have to have it, ugh. I can also think of other alternatives that would be better. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, Donald Trump did an interview with Fox and talked about wiretaps and his Trump Tower and what they could do as a result of wiretapping, because Trump is convinced that that's happening, that has happened, and they want to be able to sue. But even though they have some evidence, you still have to think, okay, there's this battle over the replacement plan for Obamacare. There's wiretapping allegations. And there's this tax records being leaked out to the media. There's a whole lot on the plate. Let's just put it that way. A whole lot. Not that other presidents don't deal with the same thing, all kinds of similar things in an effort to get more done. But that's, you know, that was part of the whole Trump mystique, is that I'm just going to plant my flag in the sand, so to speak, and I'm just going to go for it and not worry over every last detail. It goes back to the what do you see in the president thing. What do you see in the president or a president, or when you're looking to elect a president, what is it that attracts you to voting for somebody? That's the question I would ask. And did you get what you thought you were getting? I mean, so far, I would say it's definitely divisions, but I would say that there's some people that are incredibly stoked. I think it just depends on how you look at it and where you're coming from. It's probably the easiest way to look at it. Let's put it that way. And we're definitely, whether we like it or not, we are definitely jaded by some of how we grow up and what we see and what our influences are. Even though if you had said that to me, I don't know how long ago, I would have just immediately probably jumped down your throat and said, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's not a bunch of nonsense. I don't think so. Speaking of not being fake news or nonsense, Chelsea Clinton asked after her mother lost the election, there was hints of her getting in politics, and rumors are really swirling. Really, really swirling. Will there be another Clinton race? Would Chelsea Clinton run for office? Would she do that? And the answer is, of course she could do that. And why not fuel the speculation? It's not going to hurt because it's kind of like free testing to see what people think without putting a whole bunch of money into it. I mean, Trump was the master at that, drafting the free media. So, Chelsea Clinton, considering jumping into politics, she could potentially run for Senator Kristen Gillibrand's seat if the senator decides to run for president in 2020. And the rumors are getting stoked. The fans are being flamed in a lot of different directions that this really is happening. That she's serious about a run for office. Maybe not right now, this second, but in the near future. And I think that's big. I think that's huge. But would she do well? Or would it still be maybe too much of a stretch? I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for that, actually. I really don't like when there's no opinion. Have an opinion, any opinion. I think there would be certainly intrigue if she ran. Would she win? Depends on who the other candidate is. A lot of times, as we know from our past presidents, incumbents win. Now, he would be the incumbent. So if we went on my philosophy and a few statistics, well, then that's exactly what would happen. But I think there's some unpredictability there where we just really don't have a good feel, or a lot of us don't have a good feel for what direction we're headed in. Just kind of fumbling around in the dark, I'll call it that. But that's what it feels like to me. All right, a couple of quick hits for you. Mark Cuban on the Trump tax report, he said he had a good year. Nancy Pelosi, we need common ground with the GOP with sincerity. And Donald Trump himself saying the budget includes $4 billion for a border wall, and here's where we're getting the money. And besides that, also talking about the travel ban, saying it'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court because that was one of his campaign promises, and on wiretapping, promising that more will come, and that hopefully takes the form of evidence because that's exactly what they're looking for. Thanks so much to you, and yeah, that other guy for tuning in, locking and loading, and hanging with us here on America Tonight.
On a mountain, the lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Solar Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.